Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Bes Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 577. We're in the Sefer Binyan HaBayis, and we're lesson 7, the second Shir of lesson 7, about the subject of understanding love. And we're going to talk about the Torah's definition of love. According to the Torah, the relationship of love is an expression of an inner unity that Hashem implanted within His creation, which produces a desire to draw close and unify with one's loved one. Sefer Ikrim, Maimed Aleph, Perek Mem Hei, says that it says in the Torah, V'yahavta l'riacha kamaicha, that you should love your neighbor, your friend, as yourself, kolaymar, meaning, k'mo shahava scha es atzmacha ein b'zulasuyis, just like when you love yourself, as you love yourself, it's without any foreign intervention. You just simply have a pure love towards yourself. So too, when you love your neighbor, don't think of anything outside of yourself. And this is the definition of complete love. That the lover and the loved one unify as one. That's how you find ki ahava begematria oila echad. The word ahava, aleph hey beis hey, which is 13, is gematria echad, which is 1, which is also 13. Why? Ki ein ahov zulas atzmei klal. Because one who loves, it's not connected to anything foreign from themselves at all. It's part of themselves. So again, fascinating. The whole world was created with Lashon Kodesh, with the numerical values of Lashon Kodesh. And it is unbelievable, truly unbelievable, how it ties in. Ahava and Echad are one. So this unifying power doesn't mean we pretend that other people are part of themselves. The Torah is not about pretending. Every Torah teaching is a revelation of Hashem's endless wisdom, revealing the true reality of creation. The Torah is explaining that if a person perceives the creation properly and Hashem's design of creation properly, he will recognize that all Jews are created with an inner unifying connection that allows them to feel towards each other as they feel towards themselves. Just as a person loves himself naturally for no other external reason, we're going to talk a different time about what healthy self-love is soon, so too he can love others as he perceives that they are extended parts of himself. The very board, the Maral, talks about this as well. Because Yisrael is Am Echad, they're one nation. Roisha Yisrael, K'moy Odom Echad Lagarmi. They should be like one person completely. This is in Nesivas Oilam, Sivareya Perak Aleph. K'moy Odom Echad Lagarmi. Kashayna Havla Chaveru Kilo Ish Echad Dovazek Iluloy Ha Yisrael Am Echad. If they're not like one person, then it's like Yisrael would not be one person. That's not so. That's why there's a mitzvah of Haftorecha K'moycha. So from the Maral's words, it's very clear that the secret ingredient of loving one's neighbor is not dependent on external factors. It's an inner expression of Hashem's inner unification of all Jews to make them as one person. This is very different than the perspective of the Western culture, Hollywood especially, the movies and so on, where love is undependable, love is fleeting excitement. Now, there are different types of loves. There's a love between friends. It feels different than the love between a husband and a wife. There is, of course, a part of a love relationship that has the quality of excitement. Shir Shirim discusses, in a remez, those exciting aspects of love between husband and wife, as an example. But it does not need to be exciting at all the time. What is a true healthy love relationship, according to the Torah? A deep, passionate desire to draw close to the loved ones. So from the words of the Ikrim we just described, we have a clarity here. Because there's a confusion regarding love based on a Christian concept that the source of evil is the me. That worrying about oneself is bad and worrying about others is good. That is a mistake. This mistake leads people to believe that the essence of love, which is good, is based on giving others without thinking about oneself at all. This is not our Torah Hashkafa. As opposed to Christian philosophy, according to them, there's no positive negative ego. There should be no positive ego. But with us, when we say in the Torah, v'ahavta re'acha kamecha, like yourself, from these words, kamecha, like yourself, it's obvious that loving oneself is potentially a good thing. Now, how are we going to align this with all the svarim that talk about being mevatel, of nullifying oneself, or like Moshe said, I am nothing, or like David, I am a worm, and so on and so forth? How does that not contradict what we just said over here? With other places in Tillim where it shows David talks about his own greatness, and so on and so forth. We will explain that, Be'ezus Hashem. How bittel, how nullifying yourself towards what to Hashem, does not take away or contradict the fact that Hashem gave you a unique soul for your self-expression that is uniquely yours, that Hashem wants you to value. And that ego, that part of healthy ego, is healthy to have. Another aspect that's very important pertaining to love is that love is a choice. We don't understand it this way in our Western culture. It's a feeling. Either I love you or I don't. I fell out of love with you, so on and so forth. No, it's a choice. An example of this is in the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Chiya, we mentioned it above, he chose to stay married to a wife that was actively being very difficult, actively giving him a hard time. Rav Chiya made a decision to stay with her and love her anyway. He said, of course, that I'm grateful for her, that she saves me from sin. He's referring to the mitzvah's Aina. Obviously, his wife did not deprive him of that, even though she may have given a hard time, which shows you a separate issue that if Aina is withheld on a consistent, constant basis, that's a serious problem. But in Rav Chiya's case, it clearly wasn't the case. She may have been very, very difficult and caused him a lot of pain, but Aina was given to him, and he was grateful for that. It saved me from many sins, and that she raises the children. But she gave him a very hard time, caused him to suffer a lot, and Rav Chiya chose to stay married to her. He would not have stayed. This is the Yisoid Rav Moshe Shcharewitz says, which is emes, because there's a mitzvah to love your wife. Rav Chiya would not have stayed married to his wife if he didn't still love her, despite the fact that she was difficult towards him. Since the most basic level of marriage obligates a husband to love his wife as he loves himself and to honor her more, Rav Chiya certainly was mekayim all of that, despite the fact that his wife was a difficult wife. He certainly would not have fell into the 9 rebellious children, which means that he made a decision, a conscious decision, that despite the fact that my wife is a very difficult and sometimes harsh towards me, causes me to suffer, I choose to love her fully. That's what Rav Chiya did. The power is within us to do this. How does a person choose to love someone? Just as Hashem created the world in a way that allows everything to be unified with that power of love, He created within every person the power to actualize that power within your. It's a power in your heart. It's within your neshama to create and feel and experience that unifying force. It's like a generator. Your heart is a generator of either positive or negative energy. Lev toiv, positive energy. Love. Lev ra, negative energy. Negativity, hatred. Is your heart in your hands? We don't believe it very often due to our gullus and our mentality of our culture, especially American culture, that does not place value on self-responsibility or your ability of having even free will. But the Chazal say befeirish, that the Rasha is someone that his heart is in the control. The Rasha is out of control, and his heart rules him. But a tzaddik, the heart is in his hands. For example, it says Vayomer Haman Belibay. Haman told his heart. Vayomer Esav Belibay. Esav told his heart, meaning that they don't have control over their hearts. But tzaddikim, their hearts are in their domain. Bereshusam Libam Bereshusam. It says, Chana hi medaberes eliba. She was talking to her heart. Vayosem Daniel aliba. Daniel placed on his heart. Vayomer David eliba. And so on. Like it says in Bereshis Perikhes, Vayoyma Hashem Elibai, Hashem spoke to his heart. In other words, Hashem is telling us we have the ability to talk to our heart, to make those choices to love the healthy way. Every Jew, not just tzaddikim, have the free will to choose between good and evil. Every person has a has the ability to choose to love every Jew. We can have the ability to love almost everyone if we choose to do so. It's a foreign concept for many. But it's not just about loving your neighbor like yourself. Every avodah shel lev, everything in your heart is in your power. Rabbi Yoel Lapian used to say that if you daven without kavana, it's like you're putting the tefillin shel reish on your foot. The tefillin that belongs in your head, you're putting it on your foot. Tefillah is avodah shel lev, which means you awaken your heart, not just the lips. Marriage is avodah shel lev. It requires you to arouse your heart with that positive energy of loving. And of course, there are different loves. Not all loves are equal. There is a unique love that is a marriage love, that your husband loves his wife as his own body. Honors are even more. No external stimulant. Just because she is his wife, a husband is to love her. And the Torah gives us the ability to do that. In Bereshis, that's what it means. Etzem atza my basar mi psari, lizaisi kari isha kimi ishlu kachazais. And the Rambam says that royinesh nesheshem kiluhem iman lebasa echad. They see their spouses as they are one flesh with them. Hakroivim b'mishbacha yikru sher basar. Family is called sher basar. Sher basar means like blood relatives. And v'nei yazav share of it the imayv kor basam, and the Torah is telling, this is the Ramban talking, that you should abandon the share of your father and your mother and their closeness, the yirish ishtei krayv aloy mehem, and see that your wife is closer to you than them. That doesn't take away the big mitzvah of kibbutz of aim at all. But the Torah expects us to develop an even closer relationship with our wife and with our husband than with our parents. And the Rishon identified his wife as part of his body, reuniting as one flesh. That the husband needs to love his wife as much as his own body. So you see, the Torah's intention is that this is the process of unification. This is the glue of a marriage. To go back to the Maral, ki ahava hu tshuka el ha'neav, it's a desire. Love is a desire to draw close to the loved one. V'chein ahava b'nish l'ishtay, the love between a husband and a wife. That's the complete unification. Till they become as one, the yesh bezet shuka, and that produces a healthy craving for this closeness. Therefore, ahav is mitzad shehim dover echad. Love is because they are one. O mitzad zehi ahav aloy zulazeh, and that is why there is love, and no other reason. He brings a deeper message, which is the unbelievable concept. The Reishis Chachma says, it's just an unbelievable statement from Yitzchak de Min Akoy. This is in Reishis Chachma, Shara Hava, Perek Dalid, and in those the editions that have letters, Oislamid Beis, that it says, B'maisa Aprushim, that someone, the Shemishalei Choshak Le'isha, one who does not desire his wife, if he does not have a desire, and it means in a physical desire as well, sexual desire, emotional desire, if he does not feel this desire towards his wife, hu doima l'chamar, he's like a donkey, o pachas mimenu, or even less than a donkey, ki mehar morgish tzarech sheyavchen avodah l'kiskei d'pishutashnu, because from the revealed senses, you have to learn how to apply it to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to be mamshich in the next year talking about this concept a little more, but it's a shocking statement. If you don't love your wife properly or your husband properly, you will not be able to love Hashem properly. People just are blinded and do not realize and understand this concept, but this is extremely crucial to wake ourselves up. It's used, all this desire that Hashem put naturally that one has towards their wife or husband, that if they technically don't feel it now, they could develop it by choosing it and working hard towards it, they will achieve it. This is a Pesach, besides the Etzem Mitzvah of being one with your wife and your husband, It's a Pesach to true Ahavas Hashem, to connecting to Hashem in the most deepest, profound way. Bracha v'atzlacha.